From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama continues to try to win approval for the Iran nuclear deal. Mr. Obama says this past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before. In his weekly media address, the president said Iran cannot cheat on the deal because the verification process it sets up is comprehensive and intrusive. He said without the deal, the world risks having another war in its most volatile region.
Without this deal, there would be no limits on Iran's nuclear program. There would be no monitoring, no inspections. The sanctions we rallied the world to impose would unravel. Iran could move closer to a nuclear weapon. Other countries in the region might race to do the same. And we'd risk another war in the most volatile region in the world.
Earlier Saturday, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments about the deal. He said the deal to end development of nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting economic sanctions is an exception to Iran's usual dealings with the United States. He called the U.S. arrogant and said Iran would never bow to what he called the enemy's excessive demands. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, mostly Saudis, Saturday, with suspected links to the Islamic State militant group. The Saudi Interior Ministry said in a statement the arrests were part of a large operation to thwart planned Islamic State attacks on mosques, diplomatic missions, security forces, and government facilities. The announcement came one day after an Islamic State attack on a crowded marketplace in Iraq's eastern Diyala province. This is VOA News. Iraq